Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On your mind?
Well, if you ask,
Wednesday midweek edition. Scotty is off today. Ron Ness hanging out. Todd Mitchell. Myself, Kevin Flynn. Glad to have you here. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. We're going to start right off by making you hungry. Hungry. Have you seen that? Barkley commercial where his alter ego is on his shoulder talking to him? Come on, Chuck. Are you hungry? Come on, man, you're hungry.
I've not seen that.
Come on, you knucklehead. Oh, you're hungry. I'll tell you what, lunch specials today, Valley City. How about Swedish meatballs or lasagna? Wild rice hot dish being served up in Harwood. West Main and West Fargo's got the Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders today. Same with 12th Avenue, Swedish meatballs. Lasagna on MP Avenue in Fargo as well. Always home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. That's the whole thing. PetroServe USA, you can always do the 4 for $4, too, which is the pizza, 20-ounce soda, a couple of cookies, four items, $4 every day, and great fuel prices, which is kind of important right now, being the price of gas where it is. PetroServe USA, tell them the What's On Your Mind team sent you. Welcome back, Ron Ness. How are you, buddy?
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. I'm here. I'm glad to say that the sun is out, kind of, in Bismarck, North Dakota, and we're talking 50s, maybe 60s, so... that's great news for all those power line workers that are working really hard in northwestern North Dakota to restore power. And certainly we got that moisture that we were begging and praying for. We didn't get to decide how it came.
Friday and Saturday, too.
A lot more in the liquid form, Todd. It's coming hard.
Which we could use because that gets in the soil and doesn't stay in the trees. So that's
big stuff. So It's almost May, so it is time for the sun to show up again. So we got what we needed in April, and didn't really like the way it came, but it did what it had to do. We don't get to decide, I guess.
It's always better when you don't have to shovel the precipitation that late in the year, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers, right?
We have got a great lineup of guests today, and encourage your calls, your text. You can call at 258-0550 or text at 237-1590. That's text at
237-1590. 1-800-237. Kevin.
Todd, what are you talking about?
Kevin.
Here?
Where's
yes,
Kevin?
Sir. 800.
Text, it is 800.
Oh, the text line.
The text line. It is 701, okay.
237-1590.
It's not like I text our own show.
I know, let's do it. Exactly.
701-237-1590. I knew the last seven. For a moment there, I wasn't sure about the first.
There you go.
I don't text our own show.
Well,
it's all good.
So I'm feeling kind of bad for Todd because it is Wednesday, but I got to tell you, Kevin, I bit the bullet yesterday after about 18 months, and my staff finally told me, get a new cell phone. So yesterday, I had a little time. And I got down to the phone store and I got a new phone and I gotta tell you, I'm not the best customer in the world because if you don't know, it's like God not knowing what day it is or what his own phone number. If you don't know all of your passwords,
nobody calls you.
3 hours later, I walked out of there with a phone that half worked. And I decided I'd rather buy a new car than buy a new phone.
Oh,
I'm sitting here with two phones.
Now you're that guy with two phones.
And this lovely young gal says, well, what's your password for this? I looked at her and I said, I have no idea. He says, you use it every morning. I said, I use my thumb.
Yeah.
It's in the password already. I don't know most of my passwords.
So literally 3 hours later, I walked out of that place and I still really had nothing. And I'm still working on it. Maybe by the end of the week.
My dad died 5 months ago and we're still trying to figure out a whole bunch of passwords for a whole bunch of stuff because... All of a sudden, a power bill came past you and stuff just because he was auto-paying it and none of us knew what to do with it. So, yeah, that's always fun.
But they're returning all those checks, aren't they?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So, Kevin, anyways, you know, don't send me to go buy your new phone. I'll go buy your new car for you. But, you know, when you buy a car, you just write a big enough check, and they'll take care of those things for you.
Sure, honestly. Yeah, you know, I'll look at my son. I'll be like, hey, what's going on here? Can't close an app. Want to get rid of something. Want to change. Want to move something. He just takes it. Here you go. Thanks, honey. Yeah, but you know, it's good to give up that bag phone finally, Ron. I mean,
move past the bag phone.
I'm really wondering when you were going to do that.
Yeah. I guess once they got rid of 3G, they had no choice, right?
Yeah.
So Phil and I were having, and Jesse and I were having this little chat this morning about how energy matters and how important it is, obviously, when you look at what's going on in northwestern North Dakota right now and Texas last year. And nobody wants to talk about consuming less energy. And that's a great question for our audience today, is because we talk about wanting to, you just turn on the national news, you want to end coal, you want to end oil, you want to end gas. They're doing everything within their power to end those things, which ultimately is driving up the cost of energy. And you take your truck to the gas station today and it's a $100 bill. But all they do not talk about that Americans, if you're going to go down this path, are you going to use less energy? And I've got two cell phones sitting in front of me. I've got two computers. I've got everything in this place runs on electricity.
Not really setting the example, are you?
Coal. Well, I think today's generation are energy pigs. And
oh,
I think
absolutely.
People across the world want to live the life that we live.
Oh, I don't know.
How dare you?
You're gross.
There you go.
Thanks, Greta.
Puts it back into perspective.
And let's look at what
you're right,
Greta wears and how she likes to travel by canoe or whatever. So if that's where we're going.
She takes a canoe from Europe when she comes to the States. Yeah. Okay, sure.
I talked about it on our morning program, but I got back about a month ago. We went to Vegas and then over to Los Angeles. And if 8 days of travel, about half and half, both from Vegas and all the way over to L.A. and around a lot of Los Angeles, we maybe saw 300 electric cars, Teslas. Mostly Teslas we were looking for. But the bulk of every single vehicle out there, and there is a lot of them, they're all gas-burning, evil, you know, fossil fuel.
Even in California, where they're supposed to be hugging trees and saving the world?
Yeah, well, and they've been doing that how long, and they now have the worst air quality report in the country?
Well, I thought that California had all the
But didn't you see it 2 years ago when the pandemic started? All of a sudden, the skyline was clear.
So yesterday morning news, they had...
There's not a many electric cars.
Ford's coming out with an F-150 that's all electric. Lightning, it's called. It looks like a great vehicle. But they had the CEO of Ford on, and he said, you know, where are you going to get the lithium and all this stuff? And, you know, electric vehicles are great. But at the end of the day, they got to be plugged into something. And he says, well, we need the president to issue more permits and expedite the permitting process so we can begin mining lithium in the United States.
Yeah, and the world's facing a shortage of that already.
So isn't that just exactly what we're opposed to in terms of the environmental footprint? And
you just can't
everything
do it with oil, that's
so,
all. They don't want you to do it with oil.
Fox Business put an article out 2 days ago, and the headline is Lithium Shortages Impact Tesla, Other EV Car Makers, Numerous Tech Markets. You know, but yet everybody needs an electric car tomorrow? Where are you going to get them? Where are they going to come from? Right? Oh, well, the guy that builds them said you're never going to do that. So why don't we listen to him?
State Senator Jessica Bell has an interim energy committee meeting coming up on May 10th, and Jessica's been a relentless champion for North Dakota and for obviously coal and oil and gas, and specifically in that district she represents up by Beulah Hayes in Washburn, and she's going to try and bring some of these things out in terms of the discriminatory practices, in terms of the investment policies, and all of those components that she's been a champion of this over the last couple of years and kind of taken a lead on it. But it is real. I am here to tell you that the Biden administration last week announces that they had to check the box. We're going to allow leasing on federal lands. They reduced the percent of leases offered by 80%. And then they doubled the royalty rate, and they made you add climate impacts to your lease offer. So, that's kind of like checking the box without having to do anything, saying, oh, we did that, but nobody, you know, the oil industry didn't come forth and want to lease those lands. So, It's just relentless. It's, you know, I believe that they like $4 gas. They like $5 gas because it makes other things work. It pushes us to a carbon world where we're going to have to pay. We're all going to have to pay because, trust me, we are paying now as Americans. And the path out of this is to produce more of all energy and supply the world and our geopolitical friends with energy. And those are great topics. But at the end of the day, in the absence of that, all of these people, we better be prepared. What are we going to give up? So you ask the people in Crosby, North Dakota today how important the electricity to their freezer is, to their school, to everything that they run and operate.
Fortunate right now because they're all running on generators. Yeah.
And not to mention, we probably have thousands and thousands of Bakken wells and pipelines and all of that infrastructure that is down because that critical importance of that electricity that services those pump stations and all those things that make it move. In fact, you can't fill gas at a gas station if you don't have electricity to the gas station. So we got a great lineup. We'll be back with Representative Michael Howe, who's running for the North Dakota Secretary of State, in just a few moments.
That's a good point. Remember the old mechanical gas pumps?
It wasn't, but now...
Oh, well, the computers are down, so you can't pump gas.
9/11, I saw people filling bathtubs.
Oh, baby, bathtubs.
It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch too. From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Happy hump day! What's on your mind? Welcome back. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Shakopee, Minnesota's own MyPillow. If you're ever down there, want to stop in, take the tour. They've got quite the facility down there. Amazing offer going on right now, too. Just for you. Got a huge sale going on betting right now, up to 50% off. Yes, you heard me, 50% off, and that's everything. From the sleepwear to the sheets to the toppers, the blankets, all of it. They have the body pillow and the case is on special too. If you go to mypillow.com, right on the homepage, there's a radio listener's square. You'll see it. Just click it. It'll get you 50% off. You got to know the promo code, though. It's always Scott. S-C-O-T-T as in Mr. Hennen. Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Things you need to know. Made in the USA. 10-year warranty. It's going to last 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it? Send it back. You got 2 months. Nothing to lose there. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you not only want, but you got to have. MyPillow.com. This is Mike's in the biz. Click on Radio Listener Square or call 800-506-9028. Promo code is Scott at MyPillow.com. It was great having Lindell on yesterday, hearing about Arizona and some of the stuff that's going on. But man, my takeaway, and I don't know if you heard this, Ron, but he was talking about these machines. And if we don't get rid of these machines, they are the centerpiece of the devil deeds when it comes to election fraud. I really... Unbelievable. And this lawsuit in Arizona was pretty awesome.
What a shame that is. You would
oh
think
my
that
gosh, right?
We do taxes on computers, so much other stuff, but we can't figure out how to do the voting thing without having to get screwed up, so we need to walk it back and get little paper ballots and hanging chads and stuff again. That's just great.
Got a couple of texts in. If you want to text us, 701-237-1590. Hey, guys, I've been from Alamo to Williston to Epping so far today. No one pumping unit running anywhere. Another text, don't pick on Greta. Maybe she's jet sharing with Al Gore and Hillary. And question for Ron here. It says, friends out in Oregon are saying they are not putting in gas meters anymore. They are labeled the next dirty energy after coal was banned now out there. So
last week...
Heard on Todd's show that Burgum is trying to get his clean energy out to California from North Dakota. Why are we borrowing or bowing to their problems that they caused? Why aren't we calling these Western states out? Probably good question.
Are we going to like shame people that have gas meters? Is that going to be the next thing now?
So they have actually banned natural gas in Seattle and several places across the northeast coast. They now are you can't put natural gas, which is, by the way, an extremely clean burning fuel, which has despite increasing our energy production in this country, we have lowered our carbon footprint as a country as a result of all of the above strategy. But great question, and they're absolutely.
We always put up symbolism over substance, though. So every single thing like gas meters are going to be like the shame target now.
You know, go to Europe, look how well that worked in Europe, and see what they're paying for natural gas today, and how eager they are to get it from wherever they can get it, and. Touch on Al Gore. Al Gore has made a whole lot of money on this carbon thing that he came up with somewhere in the middle of somewhere in the world. And
he didn't want everybody else using the jet fuel because he needed it, so he could fly around.
Yeah, we'll talk to Dale Haugen, but you cannot run oil wells if you don't have compression going on to push that oil through the pipelines. And so that is a major challenge out there, but secondary certainly to getting power back to families and schools and those things. But, Michael, how are you with us this morning? I know you're on a kind of a tight schedule.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Howe. How are you today? You've got a big government finance committee that you're the chairman of at the interim legislature this morning. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got a committee hearing here this morning talking about a number of issues you would be familiar with and care about. We're having a presentation later this afternoon about the oil tax trigger. And of course, with the high price of oil and the 6.5% trigger that would occur if oil remains above, I believe it's $90. Is that correct, Ron?
It's about $94.69 to be exact. So if the price of oil is above that for three consecutive months, the tax on oil goes up 1%, which I think you'll find out today. It's probably somewhere between $50 and $17 million a month until the price is below that threshold. So I'm glad you guys are going to be discussing that today because I think there's a lot of interest and we're moving into the second month of the third month of that trigger. So certainly, you know, if you tax something more, Todd, do you get more of it or less of it?
Less.
So, Michael, you're running for the...
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz.
Secretary of State's job. So we're glad to see you in that race. Tell us about you know, what you think you can bring to the office.
Well, Secretary Jagger has been in the office for 30 years, has done a very nice job with that office. He has announced last summer he was not going to seek another term, and I saw it as another opportunity to serve the state of North Dakota. Currently, my role is state representative. I've enjoyed public service, and this was another way I thought I could give back to the state. Certainly, Secretary of State has over 40 different duties. Among them, I'd say the top three, you're the chief election officer. You're in charge of business filing, and you have a seat on the land board, which, Ron, I know you're involved with as well. A lot of issues go through the land board there. So able to preserve and protect our election integrity. You're the front door to every new business that comes to North Dakota. And then having the opportunity and a voice to ensure our natural resources remain for generations to come. It's a very cool opportunity, and I'd be so humbled to be able to serve the people of North Dakota in that role.
Michael, we had a brief discussion earlier about voting machines and integrity of the election, and that is just seems to be so key to me that people have to know that there's going to be a safe election. You've been involved in the legislature for about 8 years now, 6-8 years, and what's your confidence?
So.
Pardon me?
I was elected in 2016, Ron. Yep.
All right. So 3 terms. When you get into the Secretary of State's office, if you're successful in the election, what are you going to be able to do to look at that and ensure North Dakotans that their election is secure?
Well, with anything, we want to do it here in North Dakota first and foremost. We've seen what the nationalizing of the Biden administration of the coastal states, their influence on energy, on agriculture. It's no different here with elections. The Biden administration, they bungled Afghanistan. We're seeing what they're doing to inflation. We're seeing what they're doing to gas prices. They want to control our election process now. I would much rather have our elections run in each county, Burleigh County, McKenzie County, Cass, have those people in charge of our elections as opposed to Washington Democrats. I think North Dakota right now has the best voter ID law in the country. And to me, voter ID is the number one thing to ensure that our elections are secure and make it a foolproof system. So if there's any attack or any attempt to loosen our voter ID law, I will stand with the legislature to oppose that. I'd like to work with the legislature to improve on our systems, make it more secure under two conditions, that it makes voting easier and it makes it harder to cheat. And with the strong emphasis on the second portion of that, make it harder to cheat.
Michael, best wishes in your election race for the Secretary of State's job. And you got a big agenda today before you in the Interim Government Budget Finance Committee. So thanks for joining us today. And we'll talk to you further down the campaign trail.
Hey, Ron, I appreciate it. Happy day.
Okay, we'll be back after these messages with Matt Dahan to talk about the new CO2 project in Bowman County.
All right, more What's in Your Mind on the way. Stand by.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Capstone Classical Academy will provide your child with a tried and true method of education along with the formation of American citizenship. Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo is now enrolling pre-K through 6th grade students and will add at least a grade per year thereafter. The classical method provides children structure that rewards self-control and personal diligence. Students thrive as they meet a higher standard in the classroom. Find out more at capstoneclassical.com, a Hillsdale College member school.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
People who haven't had coronavirus are now considered the minority in America. The CDC says about 60% of people tested between December and February had antibodies, meaning they were infected at some point. That's double the amount from before the Omicron variant. For children, the number soared to 75%. A boy has been arrested for the murder of a 10-year-old Wisconsin girl in a wooded area near her aunt's house, with cops saying the suspect knew the victim. Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matt Kelm.
Investigators executed a search warrant at 422 North Grove Street. Evidence was collected and additional interviews were conducted.
The fourth grader had gone missing on Sunday night after being in her aunt's house 4 blocks from her own home. A Mercy Medical helicopter pilot and flight instructor were killed in a crash Tuesday during a training flight in western New York. It took place between Buffalo and Rochester. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
With us here on What's On Your Mind. We really appreciate it. Brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron Ness would know a bit about this. Apparently the oil and natural gas industry, Ron, touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities. That is the case. And Ron Ness is in today, as a matter of fact, for Scott Hennen on What's On Your Mind. Good to have you back, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. And we have, we're moving along with the with another great guest this morning. Matt Dahan is here. He's the Senior Vice President for Denbury Resources. Matt, are you with us this morning?
I am, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Matt. And we welcome your texts or calls. Calls at 258-0550, texts at 701-237-1590. That's 237-1590 to text. And we got a lot of texts coming in this morning. Matt, we were down in Bowman a week ago. Lieutenant Governor was there, a number of state officials. Just for the audience's reminder, Bowman County, Cedar Hills oil field is a Red River geological reservoir, which really carried the state of North Dakota's oil and gas industry for most of the 90s and the early 2000s, producing over 40% of our oil. As recent as 2006, Matt, 40,000 barrels of oil a day out of a 90,000 barrel a day oil field in North Dakota. That's where we were. That field is a large unitized water flood that Denbury has owned and operated, and Denbury bought that, and they have been working on this project. Matt, tell us how long you guys have been working on this project to bring CO2 from Wyoming into that North Dakota oil field to recharge it.
Yeah, sure. Well, we got into the Rocky region in 2010 and then bought into Cedar Hills in 2012, and we've been really working it ever since. From a technical standpoint, we started our permit process, engaging with the different agencies back in 2013, submitted our permits for the pipelines and for the field developments in 2015, and then ultimately received the major permits anyway in 2018. So it was a long time to get to that stage, and then we started, we procured our pipe, received that in 2019, and then with COVID slowed us down a bit and the price of crude maybe a little bit as well, and then we pulled the trigger middle of last year and got the major pipeline in out of our Bell Creek field in southeastern Montana, got that up to the Baker area, and then jumpered over with a 12-inch lateral line into North Dakota and into the Cedar Hills field.
Matt, you guys, that's a long time for any project. When you think about how long it takes to bring a project like this, it's kind of the first, certainly the first in North Dakota to try and recharge an aging oil field with CO2. It's a conventional rock. It's not like the Bakken. It's very unique. But you could really see and feel the excitement in the community of Bowman, and Bowman Mayor Lynn James was there, and a number of the state representatives and county officials. It's kind of like recharging the whole community when you recharge this old oil field down there that, again, is quite a distance from the Bakken. So what's the promise of this field or the projections of this field, and what's it going to do now that you're putting CO2 into this rock a mile beneath the earth or 2 miles beneath the earth? What's going to happen geologically down there, and then when do you see the results?
Sure. We started injection February of this year. If you think about our project, we call the first phase, which is a joint development in our East Lookout Butte field in Montana, and then the Cedar Hills field in North Dakota. That is, Cedar Hills is probably better than 80% of the size of the project. It is certainly the lion's share of it. We expect to see first production probably starting in about 18 to 24 months, depending on where we are. And we see that in aggregate probably in the 10 to 12,000 barrels a day additional oil above what the field is currently making.
So essentially about a 11 to 12 year process that you guys had to struggle through with the permitting and all of those barriers that you kept charging through. And to me, it's just mind-boggling in terms of you start this project and you're not going to see a return on your investment for almost a dozen years. How do you keep up? Think of all the things we've been through over the past 12 years in terms of COVID and the price collapse and the price going up and down. You guys have stuck to it, and you've got a great workforce down in Bowman and Baker down there. And what's this mean in order to make that happen for all of them?
Yeah, I mean, Ron, it's certainly a long process, but I must admit, both the federal and state participation we had in getting these projects done was tremendous. And we're in the enhanced oil recovery business. We're typically in it for the long haul, so we're prepared for those kind of longer term developments. But if you think about what it does for the community and then the state in general. I mean, you're taking a field that was really developed back in the early or late 1990s, early 2000s when it hit its stride. It's probably one-tenth of its peak production right now, maybe a little bit more than that. We're going to rejuvenate it from a rate standpoint. We have invested a lot of money in the field to bring in new infrastructure, new CO2 injection lines. We'll be building out facilities, so certainly, local workforces are used in our operations in the field. A big influx of contract labor as we built out the project, and then you think about the additional tax revenues that will come from this for the state and for the local communities, as well as our royalty owners as well. So it is a big influx, and it's a long-term project. I mean, we'll be out here adding new patterns of injection for probably better than 10 to 15 years. And then we got life of the project after that as production continues.
So that aging oil field, in the absence of bringing the CO2 into that oil field, basically what happens is the production just continues to dwindle because the pressure of the field goes down. So you're kind of supercharging the field. And how long you inject that CO2, and ultimately you just keep recycling it as it's produced with the oil and the gas. Is that how that works, Matt?
Yeah, let me give a little bit of a brief overview of what CO2 EOR, enhanced oil recovery, really is. As you say, we take carbon dioxide, and in our case, this is all industrial sourced carbon dioxide. It's coming from gas plants in Wyoming. We inject that in the ground very much like we do water. CO2 is kind of a cool fluid, and it's gas when we're breathing it in the air, but when you compress it, it becomes a quasi-liquid. We inject that into the wells. It reacts with the oil. It dissolves into the oil. It thins it. It's the ultimate solvent, and very much like the water flood, we push that. CO2 pushes the oil and water to the producers. We bring it to surface. We take to our facilities. As we drop the pressure, the CO2 will bubble off like it does when you open a can of Coke. We take that CO2, we'll capture it, we'll recompress it, and we'll put it back in the ground, and then we supplement with new CO2 to replace the oil and water that we've removed. And we'll do that depending on the field. We've done that, you know, once up to, we'll recycle CO2 up to seven times before we're done.
Matt, you guys started this project more than a decade ago, and well before this big hysteria about carbon and all of these things were really in a discussion for everything from financing to everything else. Now all of a sudden you've got this project, and it's taking carbon, it's injecting in the ground, getting more oil, keeping that carbon in the ground. It's the timing of this for your company and for North Dakota is really phenomenal in terms of what have you seen in a reaction from investors or the market or others. And
yeah, I mean the carbon, you know, carbon sequestration and carbon capture is certainly the talk of the town here for the last couple of years. We've been doing this process throughout Wyoming and Montana and even in the Gulf Coast where we have operations for years with industrial source CO2. The beauty about what we do is taking that industrial source CO2, when we inject it in the ground and the amount of oil we get out, the CO2 ultimately stays secure in the pore space of the rock when we're finished. And it turns out that the amount of CO2 that we wind up using and ultimately secured underground is in excess of what the oil itself emits when it's combusted and all the other processes it takes to get it to that stage. So that it truly is, you know, when you think about where the CO2 starts from and all the way through that process and burning that fuel in your gas tank, it's actually carbon negative. We're removing more carbon and out of the system than we're emitting. And we think that's a fabulous story. And it's getting traction. You've seen even some international stuff that other companies have done in very small volumes. You think about what's going to come out of Cedar Hills itself, another 10,000 barrels a day of this really carbon negative oil. That's a huge story, and we think there's a lot more to be had.
A negative carbon barrel of oil in North Dakota. I think that's something the governor was very excited about. And just for our listeners today, it looks like we've added Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford at 10:50 this morning. He's going to come in on this last segment. And Lieutenant Governor was at the grand opening last week. And I know that he was just as a former North Dakota, Western North Dakota mayor, he was so happy for the community of Bowman and Bowman County in that area to have some real activity again, the oil and gas activity, the economic activity that brings, the jobs and all of those things. So it was a great, great grand opening. I think the message in the community was good, but we got to remember 10,000 barrels more of North Dakota oil into the markets that just simply was not here before from a conventional resource, not the Bakken. So those are the types of projects that we certainly like to see. We've got opportunity up in all the way from Botno to Crosby in terms of older legacy oil fields that hopefully can utilize some type of technology like this. And, of course, the code for CO2 in the Bakken has not been broken anywhere in the world, and we'll see if that can happen in North Dakota over the next decade or two. But Matt, this is a big project. I want to thank Danbury for all of their commitment to this. Simply incredible that you guys stuck at it for that long a period of time. I know the struggles that you've been through, and kudos to you and the team. And thanks for sharing all of your information today. And it's really all about technology, right?
Yep. Thank you, Ron. I'm proud to bring this project and work closely with the state of North Dakota. Excited to see what the future brings.
Thank you very much, Matt. We're going to be back with Dale Haugen with Montreal Williams Electric for a very important update on what's going on with the power situation in northwest North Dakota after these messages. Call or text us at 258-0550 or text at 237-1590.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind, Wednesday edition? Ron Ness sitting in for Scotty today. Kevin and Todd as well. Hope you're having a good day so far. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. They say, you drive, we'll ride with you. And, of course, they specialize in the one dealer, or I'm sorry, the one owner, and they are the dealer for the one owner trades. These amazing, I mean, let's talk about the latest one, okay? This is a 2020, pre-owned 2020, single owner trade-in 2020 Buick Enclave Premium. Great MPG on this. Enough room to fit the entire family. There's only 10,658 miles on it. It's got the 3.6, got the V6, practically brand new, barely broken in. Exterior is gray. It's got that dark galvanized with the ebony interior, the accents of leather. Full features. Got the keyless entry. It's got backup camera, blind spot monitoring, heated seats, steering wheel, plus a lot more. And, of course, single-owner vehicle trade-in with Pucklich. was on the lot at $52,000. Now they've got it at $51,000 even, knocking $1,000 off if you tell them you heard about it right here on What's on Your Mind. Pucklage Valley City, your North Dakota home for Chevy. If you drive, they'll ride with you. And check it out again at 2020. This is a premium, too, by the way. It's a premium enclave. 2020, not even 11,000 miles on it. They got $1,000 off right now. Very hard to get. And they've got it for you at Pucklage. Tell them we sent you. Ron Ness in for Scotty today. And chat a little bit with, talk about the tech and business development, as I understand, next, my friend.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and welcome back to our audience this morning. And I'm looking to see if we have Dale Haugen on the phone this morning.
Good morning, Ron. Dale is here.
Good morning, Dale. We have got a whole bunch of really eager listeners today, and you're a longtime veteran in Montrell Williams, and thanks for all the vision that you've had, and you've built out a great system, but you still can't do anything when the ice storms and the wind and the snow come. So I'm just going to get out of your way, Dale, and let you give our listeners a full update today on what those in northwestern North Dakota should be expecting over the next few days.
Hey, Ron, you're right. You don't arm wrestle with Mother Nature. I learned that now. I definitely got a good education this weekend. So where we're sitting right now, as Williams County, we have 6,000-plus meters still out, and that's 60% of the meters that take service by Montrell Williams are still out of service. Montrell County, we really made a dent in it yesterday. We concentrated and everything else. They were at 60% plus, and we're down to only 331 meters without service in Montrell County. So we made really, really good headway. But I got to tell the listeners that this storm centered right over Williston, and it just sat there, rained, and dumped a lot of heavy, wet snow. And then with that 50 mile an hour wind, it really raised havoc with our north-south distribution lines and transmission lines. Out of the services we've got coming in, all of the transmission feeds and everything else that we've bolstered through the last 10 years with the oil field, every one of them were down for at least 8 hours, and we gradually brought it up and up. And I'm happy to report that all 115,000 volt lines that are required to at least energize the power supply stations are up. They might not all be looped, but we have radio feeds to them. And we're now concentrating on the distribution lines. As of this morning, we have 1,800 poles down in Williams County and still counting. We have 350 down in Montrell County, and we pretty well feel that is what the extent of it is in Montrell County. Williams County, we're using EyeSight drone services. Thanks to the Lieutenant Governor who got me in touch with him. They are flying a lot of the breaks along the river and the hard-to-reach lines and those cross-country lines, and I'm really happy with the data that I'm seeing coming to this. Hardware, supply, material chain, Ron, we're really working on it. I mean, we've got thousands and thousands of feet of wire coming in, thousands of cross-arms coming in from Chicago, what they promised us is like 10,000 in 24 hours, another 15,000 in 5 days. Of course, you need the insulators, you need all the hardware and everything else. This is equivalent so far about 65 miles of line laying on the ground. We've got contractors, JRG Power out of South Dakota, Grubel out of South Dakota, Keller out of South Dakota, Legacy out of Sauk Center, Minnesota, Anderson and Wood out of Idaho, 3C Construction out of Bismarck. Cass County Electric came in here with a full force of linemen and people. Of course, they're used to that Red River mud, everything else working in their floods and storms. They brought great equipment with, and they're here for the long haul. So, I mean, 600 transformers that were ordered last night from the Ermco Transformer Factory at Tennessee. They were willing to stop production, get Montrell Williams in there. It's all about relationships that we built through the past, who we've been working with through the oil boom, everything else. I'm happy to report that all of the major gas plants in Williams and Montrell County have now got service. Problem is we don't have any wells up to provide them gas to get into service. We've been working on the booster stations. We've got quite a few of the booster stations now up and running. And as we bring the oil wells on one at a time along with the residential customers, they're going to see the infrastructure start to pick up. But, yeah, it's devastating. I got to commend the safetiness of the crews, the working together, the emergency services of North Dakota and the counties, everything else, and the plow crews, everything that have assisted us.
Dale, we're going to run out of time here, but please, on behalf of all of us across North Dakota, extend a pat on the back to all those folks that are coming in and all the work you guys are doing. Great job. So we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for the time.
We'll be back after this with U.S. Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Join Minnesotans from across the state at the Give It Back Rally, Saturday, April 23rd at the state capitol. It's our surplus. Give it back. Make your voice heard on Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.